You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios, man. We got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And yeah, like the dude just said, we cover down on all of it. Solid conservative and just plain right. All right, well, it's Wednesday afternoon, 4 o'clock. That means we go to one of my favorite times of every single week. We call it the Grand Council. I got two of my brethren in talk radio who come on. We ping each other with questions. We go around the room and see what we think. Let me go ahead and just call the roll right now. From 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN out of Huntsville, also writing for Yellowhammer News, Dale Jackson, are you here? Stand at ease. Thank you very much. All right. Also, turning to the other side here, FM Talk 106.5, the host of the Jeff Poor Show and the executive editor for 1819 News. Jeff Poor, are you here?
I am present.
I am tongue-tied because you're also the editor-in-chief now, are you not?
I am. It's a, apparently, it was a promotion.
Well, good. You just in name only, or? All right, fellas, I pronounce a quorum.
Is that 1819 News, formerly of the Alabama Policy Institute?
Oh, that would be them, yes.
Okay, I think I read about that at AL.com.
I heard that. They also they don't want to name which one of our shows had Tommy Tuberville on yesterday.
I'm getting to that later.
Play it, Boomer.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ta-da! All right, fellas, you know the rules. We ask each other questions. We go around the horn. We see what we think. We don't always agree, but we always love each other when it's done. Dale Jackson, you go first.
Which one of you guys was Tuberville talking to when
Me.
He was talking about the CIA being involved in this Russia attempted coup? Who was he talking to?
It was me. It was absolutely me. It had to be me. He was on my show. Oh, wait. Jeff was on your show, too, wasn't he?
Yep. That's the rumor.
So my actual question is this. You know, Tuberville's taking a little bit of a beating here. Doug Jones, Joe Biden, et cetera, getting on him about daring to say, hey, this is some good. This is a good piece of news for Alabama to get some broadband expansion. I mean, God knows we've only spent billions upon billions of dollars on it, and now we're getting some from the federal government. Sure, whatever. And now they're mad that he's saying, hey, this is a good thing. What is that about? Why are they being that way?
They're being that way because they don't bother reading bills and finding out what part of the bill caused him to have to cast his vote a certain direction. These omnibus pieces of legislation they go through, they contain far more than the one thing they want to cherry pick out. So I don't know what all was in there, but my distinct recollection was he didn't vote against broadband. He had to vote against the bill that contained the broadband provision because of other things it had in it. That's my recollection. Jeff, your thoughts?
You know, in Bidenomics speech today, he mentioned that, but they're being so disingenuous. I guess it's good for gotcha or whatever. But what is Tuberville doing a victory lap on this anyway? Like, well, who is that for?
He didn't really do a victory lap. He sent out a tweet that said, "Hey, this
yeah,
is great.
I mean, what,
great.
Why?
Why not? I mean, you don't like broadband. What are you doing?"
As a side question here, does anybody know anybody who's ever gotten any internet access from any of these government broadband programs?
I don't know that I can answer that question. but the truth be told, I mean, it's the wave of the future. I get it. But what I guess is the point is your question, why is Tuberville talking about it? Or is your question, why are we doing it at all?
What was the point of the tweet? Like, well, what does he get? Don't send out dumb tweets if you don't want dumb responses. That's all I got to say.
Well, I think, but did you see his epic burn back? So Biden tweeted back and said, we look forward to seeing you at the groundbreaking, which was a dig. And then he responded back quickly, you mean the groundbreaking for Space Command? I thought that was a pretty epic slow burn, but it was good. Your own question, Dale, cap it off. What are you thinking?
Well, I don't know why they're doing it. The whole thing is idiotic. I mean, Biden's ever voted against a budget that built a road that he liked? I mean, the whole thing is just moronic. And the reason I bring it up is just to merely slam our friends in the media who are talking about it who don't have a clue what they're talking about. They think there was a bill up there that's like, hey, let's build some broadband. And Tuberville's like, no, I'm not going to do that. and then he's out there praising it. They're just frauds.
They are. Well, they are. It made for their clickbait. That's what they got. Yeah. All right, I'll take the next question. So special session coming up on redistricting. The governor issued her call, yesterday, I believe. They go in on the 17th. They'll have exactly the right amount of days necessary to get this accomplished by the 21st. One of the plans being proposed would draw Congressman Barry Moore and Congressman Jerry Carl geographically into the same district. Now, you can actually run for a district you don't live in. But nonetheless, if they are drawn into the same district, two Republican congressmen, one of them's a Club for Growth Freedom Caucus guy, the other one's not. What are the thoughts on the outcome? How's that work out, Dale?
Let them fight. I don't know. I'd have to see it, obviously, and Jeff's probably the better person to speak about this down there. It just seems weird that they would do that and not protect the other congressman that they draw into the district. Maybe they want Barry Moore gone, that whole thing. I thought he would be the whipping boy when Mo Brooks left. It turned out it's kind of Tuberville at this point. But Barry Moore is still that guy that maybe they're just like, well, whatever. Well, if we run him out of here, we run him out of here. I just find it odd that they would do that.
Jeff?
Well, I think Jerry Carl will have an advantage, if for anything, because it'll still be – the center of population will still be what's left of Mobile and all of Baldwin County if the maps are drawn the way it looks. And Barry Moore will have to rally his locals, which there's just not the numbers there. But Barry Moore's not out of it. I would say you're going to see Club for Growth come in really strong for Congressman Moore. To answer Dale's question, I don't think that they are looking to necessarily force Barry Moore out, but they wouldn't mind seeing someone else in Congress, more the business community that is more aligned with their values.
With their values, yeah, but not necessarily the values of the district that voted him in.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, so let me ask you about that, though, Jeff, before we leave that thought. So the preponderance of the vote, I guess, is in what, Mobile and Baldwin counties, is that right?
That's right, and then there's some in Dothan, obviously.
Which is where Mobile, Baldwin County, Jerry Carl lives in Mobile, correct?
Yes, that's all right.
Yeah, and what's an interesting dynamic, too, when Jerry Carl ran and beat Hightower, and he only beat Hightower because the election got delayed. I mean, he was behind. He decided to take that delay, and he turned it into an anti-Club for Growth, they're the outside enemy coming in. That was his campaign. He campaigned against Club for Growth more than he campaigned against Bill Hightower, if I recall. But then at the same time,
right
next door, you got Barry Moore, who is a Club for Growth guy. So that's going to be an interesting dynamic if they do it again.
Yeah, and Barry Moore used that because they delayed it, and he actually barely got out of the primary into that runoff with Jeff Coleman, and then just beat Jeff Coleman like a drum in that rescheduled runoff.
Yeah,
because of what Club for Growth did.
Well, it's going to be a wild one. I tell you what, before we run out of time, Jeff, your question, what you got?
Hey, Wall Street Journal story today about Alabama Power and the hijinks of Matrix. Apparently, there's some internal corporate espionage there because somebody, Mark Crosswhite, the former CEO, didn't like the idea of a restructuring of the company. I see this. I used to roll my eyes at these stories, but is it time that the PSC or somebody addresses these weird shenanigans that go on in Alabama Power, the state sort of utility?
Well, yeah, I look at it and think, well, I think they've kind of addressed it internally because Crosswhite suddenly retired, and they can say what they want, but I feel like if there were hijinks, that they were tired of being labeled with hijinks, and he's gone now, so. What else would they do?
Well, I just think you need to have a little more. I think that Alabama Power as a company needs to answer for it. Not oh, we take taken care of it, but they get a lot of things that you and I wouldn't get as a company that they're a regulated utility. And whenever this topic comes up about Matrix and Joe Perkins and all this stuff that's gone on for years with the state's major utility, it's just kind of like, well, it's just crazy environmentalists that hate coal doing their thing. But it sounds a little more serious than that.
I haven't even seen the article. So just in like the nutshell version here, what is it they're alleging that was so nefarious?
So Mark Crosswhite was using Matrix to spy on his own employees, our old Southern Company employees, because they were going to restructure the corporation. It was losing money. Southern Company was. Crosswhite got worried. They thought that that meant the end of some Alabama power jobs. So he enlists, according to this article, Matrix, to go spy on Southern Company employees. And you're just like, what the heck is going on here? Why are these kinds of things going on in Alabama with a regulated utility?
And I'll be honest with you, first of all, I don't trust the Wall Street Journal, but they're better than the Washington Post. But I would say, if indeed that was true, the fact that Crosswhite is no longer there may be answer enough. Dale, you weigh in. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. If they run him out already for doing this, that's a neat story y'all got there. We already handled it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way I see it. All right, fellas, break time. We got to take it. Going right now to the break, we are with Dale Jackson from WVNN up in Huntsville and writing for Yellowhammer, and with Jeff Poore at FM Talk 106.5 and with 1819 News and just little old me. It's the Grand Council, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Going right back now with the Grand Council with Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson. And round two, Dale, you got the first question. What's on your mind?
A major address today by Joe Biden. So major, it's on Wednesday around 1 p.m. That's when they usually do these major addresses on Bidenomics. Is this like the soft rollout of this to see if it works? Is this term being used 2 months from now? I don't think it is. Because Bidenomics numbers aren't all that great. Is this just an attempt to see if they can get the media to start doing this?
That's a great question. First of all, I take note of the fact that he actually skipped his nap. But
he didn't skip his nap. He had his CPAP marks on his face.
I did see he had his CPAP marks on his face. I look at this and think, I don't know that I'd be claiming Bidenomics. It's kind of like you just want to say some good things happen in the economy if you can make one up. But why would you give it a name? Because all your opposition is going to do is grab that name and make use of it to explain what is happening. Unless maybe he sees that coming, so they're trying to co-opt the name and grab it for their own. But I'll be honest with you, there is nothing right now for him to be claiming wins on except that we spent more taxpayer money. Jeff?
Keep talking. You keep hearing this like we're not going to – the days of trickle-down economics are over. We're going to grow it from the bottom up. When has that ever worked? In history? I'm serious. I don't know. When has that ever been successful in the course of human civilization that you were able to grow the economy from the bottom up?
Yeah, I got nothing. Just saying.
Why do they keep saying that? Does it sound that good? Do I live in a right-wing bubble and I think, well, what is this?
Well, you are in a right-wing bubble, but I think you see outside your bubble, and I don't think you're wrong in speculating like this. But I look at it and think I don't see the benefit, and there's certainly nothing there. There's no bragging rights. It's not like he even has any leftover from Trump. He's crushed it. Dale, your own question. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't understand it. It just seems weird. You know, Fox News, while he was talking, was putting up all these numbers up on the screen, talking about new homes down, yeah. Used homes down, inflation up 4% this month year over year, all these things, credit card debt up 28%, all these things that you would not want to talk about, and they're like, oh, yeah, here's some Bidenomics for you.
But you know what? When has anything else made sense? The bottom line is for his campaign is they've got to lie, and they've got to make him look energetic when he's not, and they've got to make it look like he's not afraid to stand on stage with somebody else even though he won't. And it's just the whole thing is going to be a sham. Even if that's assuming he stays in the race, which I'm still not sold on. All right, next question. I'll take it. Which one do I want on my list here? I'm going to go with this one. So in most recently, we had in the legislative session that just ended, we had a bill that would have stopped drag shows with kids. Basically, it would have stopped sexualizing or provocative behavior in front of children that's designed to be sexual and provocative. And for some reason, Alabama couldn't get it done. The legislature couldn't get it out of really any kind of movement at all. Scott Stothagen, majority leader in the House, says that he will be bringing it back in 2024. My question is, why didn't they pass it now? What were they afraid of? Dale?
I have absolutely no idea. It was an absolute no-brainer layup, and they're just like, nah, no thanks. They chucked the ball down to the other side of the gym. It makes no sense, none at all. I guess the only conclusion I can make is that the members of the legislature would like mine and Jeff's kid to be dry-humped by a man in a dog costume and then maybe give him a couple bucks afterwards.
Quickly, Jeff, take over while I try to just recoil over what just happened there. Go ahead.
My dear friend Arnold Mooney carried the bill. He went into chamber for the second half of the session. He wasn't working it. It wasn't going anywhere. And I think for a bill like that, you do need a Stothagen or somebody that's there that can do the necessary diplomacy to get that through.
So are you basically saying this was a bill sponsor problem as opposed to a bill problem?
Yeah, I think so. You got to work it. I mean, these are things you've got to go talk to people. And there's a notion out here, Senator, and I was kind of on board with this until I saw what these things were, that we don't need the state government telling people where they can and can't take their kids. So how do you bridge that gap? And you need somebody in the chamber doing that. And Representative Mooney just wasn't there this year.
Interesting. Okay, there was nobody in the Senate ready to take it up. I mean, was it just like it was all waiting on the one person in the House to do his job? I mean, so what we're saying there is, and none of the other 104 members of the legislative bodies could actually do something meaningful.
Well, I mean, no one had their name on it, and you know how it is, Senator. Like when you get your name on a bill, I mean, it's the company you keep and the company you run with. So yeah, you had some guys working on school choice. You had some guys working on other things. It's just the way it is.
And I'll be honest, I get that, but I'll go ahead and cap off my own question here. But there's also a laziness factor that takes place here. I don't want to get involved. Mooney's got the bill, man. I'm not going to do a thing. And so you sit around and you do nothing. And that happens too often. But when something's got meaning attached to it, I have seen other people drop in a separate piece of legislation to do the job because the other bill sponsor was just kind of dead in the water. It could have happened. They just chose not to, in my opinion. Last question with only about a minute left. Make it a quick one, Jeff. What you got?
Real quick, we talked about this. AEA did a victory lap about what their session and all their victories. And none of them really lined up with the Republican Party. Is it time the Alabama Republican Party started enforcing its symbolic rule about taking money from the AEA and being frowned upon to being more like disqualified as a Republican candidate in the future?
Short answer, yes. How they enforce it, I don't know. Will they not qualify someone? I don't know. Yeah. Would they penalize them at the very least? Maybe. But I think we have to be careful with that because you still have a free speech issue. But I'm all for finding a way to say Republicans should not be taking the support of the teachers' union, which is absolutely against everything we stand for. Dale.
Yeah, I think the answer is obviously yes. But, I mean, we've seen it. They could fight these guys at the AEA if they wanted to and win. They've already done it. They don't want to. They're fine with taking their money. I mean, they have absolutely no problem with this. I wish they would. But I don't think they're going to.
10 seconds, Jeff. Cap it off.
Yeah, the John Wall's got to do something here. I don't see. If you guys really want school choice, it's got to happen.
I agree. Fellers, appreciate you as always. That's Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5, host of the Jeff Poor Show and editor-in-chief of 1819 News. Dale Jackson from WVNN up in Huntsville and Yellowhammer News. And just me, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Coming right back.